Blog Talk Radio.
Radio.com. Today will be the best day of your life. Yes, today will be the best day of your life. Today, you will become motivated and inspired to be the best that you can be. Each and every day, every week, every month, every year, for the rest of your life. You have made the best decision to tune in today. Today, I want to encourage you not to have any fears, not to have any doubts, but to always have faith and believe that you have the ability to overcome anything that stands in your way. So today, I want you to sit back and relax and take notes if you can. I know most of you are off today due to it being President's Day. If not most, then all of you are off today to observe President's Day. But we won't talk about that. Today, I am here to uplift your spirits because we all go through some things. You know what I'm saying? We go through things in our life that oftentimes brings us down, which sometimes we may not know about or we may not realize that we're going through. Trust me, I know because I've gone through those things myself. You know, I've doubted my ability to achieve certain goals. I have, you know, been the victim of blaming myself for things not going the way they should have, you know, feeling guilty about certain things that were beyond my control, you know. So I am here to help you overcome those things. And I know you probably like, who am I to try to help you? Well, I'm just a simple, humble woman from the South that has experienced a lot of different things in her life, whether it's being in relationships or whether it's been in just general. But I've gone through some things, and I just want to offer my testimony to encourage you. No matter what you're going through, no matter what status you are, no matter what economic level that you're on, we all go through the same things. We go through dark times and we go through some sunny days. But not to worry, because guess what? Your girl is here. You know, your girl Coco is here for you, no matter what. Each and every day, I think about you because I know somewhere, somebody is feeling sad or depressed or overwhelmed or, you know, in grief or whatever the case may be. You know, I've gone through all those different emotional roller coaster rides, and I tell you this is the truth. you can overcome. You know, there's a song out by Tamla Mann called Overcomer. As a matter of fact, there's a lot of songs that are out that are called Overcomer. Talks about overcoming adversities, overcoming situations, overcoming disappointments and hurt, heartache. You know, there are people out there who have shared their heartaches and how they've overcome. I'm one of those people. You know, if you don't know my story and this is just your first time ever tuning in, let me share with you for just a moment. See, back in 2005, well, actually started before then, but I'll pick it up from 2005. See, in 2005, I was hit with a health crisis that literally almost took me out. And being a woman of faith, I did not know what to do in the situation, but I had to make a decision whether I lived or whether I died. I chose to live. I chose to live because I knew that I had something to do. There was something greater for me on this planet to do. And I couldn't just go without a fight. So I fought to stay alive. I fought to begin my journey and my purpose. I fought to be a testimony, a witness that no matter what you're going through or what you have gone through, you can overcome. No matter how many times someone says to you, hey, you know, you've done this, why don't you just give up? Just give up on that dream. Give up on that vision that you have. Give up on those goals. Give up on wanting to be married. Give up on wanting to have a love in your life, your person. Give up on having children or wanting to have children. Give up on becoming a CEO of your own company. Give up on becoming president of the United States. Give up on those frivolous dreams. Give up on becoming rich. All of those naysayers, where are they? I'm pretty sure that they've gone through some things in their life. So who are they to tell you to give up on yours, on your dreams, on your goals, when they probably have not given up on theirs? You understand what I'm saying? So back to what I was saying. So in 2005, I was hit with this health crisis. And I tell you, it was a scary thing. But I didn't give up. I fought. I stayed alive because I knew that there was something greater for me to do here on this planet. And by golly, I overcame it. And I set up a goal in my mind and said, I want to live. And I'm going to live the best life that I can. I'm going to travel, see what I have never seen before. I'm going to do things that I've never done before. I'm going to achieve those goals that I set for myself when I was younger that I didn't get a chance to achieve. I'm going to achieve them. I'm going to write my book, start my podcast, record an album, which I haven't done yet, but I'm going to do that. You know what I mean? Whatever my goal was in the past, I have set out to do those things and live those things out in reality, manifested. You know what I'm saying? And by God, and through his guidance, I've done just about most of those things. And I still have things to achieve. So I'm here to tell you, don't give up. No matter what you're going through today, tomorrow, last week, next week, next month, last month, next year, last year. You are an overcomer. You can do anything that you set your mind to. It all starts with the mind. And we'll talk about that later on. But it all starts with the mind. Whatever you think in your mind, all of those negative thoughts, get those thoughts out of your mind and start saying, you know what? I can achieve. I can do this. What is stopping me? No, nothing or no one is stopping you but you. The only person stopping you from achieving your goals and your dreams is you. So, my friends, I tell you, don't let anything or anyone hinder you from being what you know that you have been called to be. On that note, we're going to take our first break. But I want you all to continue to think about those things that I've just said. And when we come back, we're going to pick up with Inspirational Monday, and we're going to talk about the mind. How can we overcome negative thoughts? We'll talk about that in just a moment. Until then, stay tuned. We'll be right back. You're listening to The Midnight Soko Show, right here on blogtalkradio.com. Be sure to like, share, and follow on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. Stay tuned for more of our show after the break.
When you try your best but you don't succeed, when you get what you want but not what you need, when you feel so tired but you can't sleep, stuck in reverse, and the tears come streaming down face, when you lose something, you get to place, when you love someone, but it goes to waste, could it be what you were.
emotions on high. You can see it in my eyes. Every time she walks by, her love has got me hypnotized, and I wanna.
It's glam time, just in time for spring. Hey, ladies, do you love playing dress up for that special guy in your life? Or how about a girl's night out? Well, Glam Time Beauty Supply has all of your beauty needs. Yes, from makeup to beauty products and everything in between. Just log on to Instagram at Glam Time Beauty Supply and let them know that your girl Miss Coco sent you. That's Glam Time Beauty Supply for all of your beauty needs. Hey, we're back with more of Inspirational Monday here on the Midnight Coco Show on blogtalkradio.com. If you're just tuning in or joining us, I am your host, Miss Coco. And today is going to be a great day. Today, before the break, I was giving you some words of encouragement about overcoming your situations, overcoming adversities, overcoming overwhelming issues that may bring you down. But now, I'm going to get into the mindset of things. The mind is a constant battlefield because there are a lot of different thoughts that are in our heads. Some of those thoughts are good, some of those are not good. And trust me, I know because I've been there. Everything that I'm sharing with you, guess what? I've gone through, and I still continue to go through. But I know how to overcome those pesky negative thoughts that pop into my head that says, hey, girl, you shouldn't be doing that. That ain't you, or that's not for you. You really think he wants to be with you? Like, all of these really negative thoughts that just pops up into my mind and tells me the opposite of what I believe or what I feel or what I desire to do. Yep, those little thoughts right there, I have to overcome those thoughts. And the way to do that is always tell those thoughts, like, you know what? You might think you have overcome me or overwhelmed me with your bad talk, but guess what? I know that this thing can happen. That thing can happen. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes I doubt my ability, and those thoughts like, you probably didn't even pass, you know, pertaining to school, you know, because I'm in grad school. So, you know, you probably didn't pass that class. But, and I will believe that thought for a moment, but then I will say, you know what? I'm just going to believe that I did. And if I didn't, guess what? I can always try again. And when the grade comes in and I see that I passed it, I'm like, you know what? I'm accepting of that. You know what I'm saying? Even the moments where it's like, you know, you might can get this degree, but what are you going to do with that? You know what I'm saying? I even had a person even tell me one time, yeah, you have a degree, but where did it get you? Where is it going to take you? Well, you know what? The degree will take me wherever I want to go. You know what I'm saying? It'll take me farther than where I am now or where you are. So we have to figure out a way to combat those negative thoughts that pop up into our minds. The best way to do those is rebuke them. Well, that's spiritual, but, you know, we just say, hey, you know what? I denounce that thought. I will not accept that thought. You know what I'm saying? You will not try to deter me from achieving my goals of being a CEO, being manager of this company or this store. You're not going to tell me that I'm not going to receive this degree. You're not going to tell me that I'm not going to get this car or get this house or whatever the case may be, whatever it is that you're trying to get or obtain. You know what I'm saying? You're not going to convince me not to get this promotion or even go for this promotion. You know what I'm saying? You're not going to convince me because guess what? You have no power over me. I am the president of and CEO of my company. I am a millionaire. I am a mother. I am a wife. Whatever it is that you want, I am an author, best-selling author. I am whatever I want to be, whatever God wants me to be. Whatever is in within me that needs to come out of me, you know, to make a positive impact on this planet. So much negativity is going around. We see it each and every day. We see it on the news. We see it in television shows. We see it on social media. We hear it in our neighborhoods. We see it in our neighborhoods. We see and hear everything all around us. And all those things are always sometimes negative. So what do? You always have to stay positive. Staying positive requires a lot of work. That means reading books that offer sound advice, positive messaging, social media influencers that offer positive and uplifting and words of encouragement, Because you can't follow everybody negative. You know what I'm saying? Some people you just can't. You have to block those things out of your life. Why would you want to follow somebody that's negative all the time? Because all that's going to do is make you negative. You're going to look at a person that's going to make you feel like, oh, well, you know what? I can never be that person. Who says that you can? A lot of times those people are only trying to do those things just to make themselves feel good and look good. You know what I'm saying? So who says that you can't do the same? Yeah, I see a lot of these females on here, and they got their makeup, face beat, okay? Outfit be snatched, okay? Wig tight. But guess what? Just like they can do it, your girl can do it too. No matter what size you are and what you look like, you can do those things too. So you have to figure out a way to block those negative thoughts, those negative things that you see. Like I said, even on the television, the news is always negative. Oh, such and such, this, and that, and the third. There was a shooting here in this city, that state, this state. Oh, we got this going on. Oh, president, all these things it just makes you feel a certain type of way. So guess what? Turn it off. Find something that makes you laugh, that makes you happy. You know what I do? I watch a good old sitcom. Yep, your girl watch good old sitcoms from back in the day or even sometimes today. I love to watch Pluto TV. If y'all want to sponsor me, you're very welcome to. I watch Pluto TV and I watch sometimes The Jeffersons. Love the Jeffersons, okay? The reason why I watch the Jeffersons is because it's like, dang, look where we have come from. You know what I'm saying? Look where we have come from. Sanford and Son, 227. If you see the progress in television, you know what I'm saying? I'm going to even go even further back. Laverne and Shirley, Three's Company. Your girl watched Happy Days, which, you know what I'm saying? So all these different shows, Baywatch, I like to watch Baywatch. It's not a sitcom, but I like to watch it. What else, another show that I like to watch? Mork and Mindy, if it ever comes on. Well, it used to come on. Give Me a Break. What's another one that I used to watch all the time? Silver Spoons, My Two Dads. A lot of these shows, if you can find them, sometimes they're on Antenna TV. Remember Full House? I believe they had Fuller House on Netflix. I'm pretty sure it's still there. A lot of these different things just make you happy. They just give you that good feel, you know. Remember, like, wow, look where we've come today. You know what I'm saying? I listen to positive music. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to One House Music. Find them on Spotify. I listen to, you know, a lot of different music, like what you just heard earlier, Fix You. I listen to things that will uplift me and give me a boost of positive energy. You know what I'm saying? Not my day does not revolve around everything negative. You know, so much is going on. It's like, I don't have time for it. I don't watch reality shows that are negative. You know, the only one that I'm guilty of watching is Married at First Sight, but I don't consider it really being negative. I consider that it is two people that are brought together who are strangers and that they are, you know, going through this journey of being married. It promotes marriage. You know what I mean? Marriage and love. You know what I'm saying? So that's what I like to, you know, do sometimes. I even watch, like, Chicago Med. They're helping. Chicago Fire. You know, Law and Order. You know, on Thursdays. The new show called Irrational. Love that show. So anyways, you know, Abbott Elementary. I just like to try to find something that is going, that is making an impact, a positive impact. I used to love watching Blackish. I hate that they took it off, but I can still watch it because it's in reruns. You know, The Cosby Show. I know a lot of people don't, you know, probably have some feelings about that. In Different World, a lot of these shows, they had good content. Living Single, you know what I'm saying? So try to find things that are going to kind of take your mind away from the negativity of what's going on. And then listen to what's being said and take some jewels from it. Because a lot of those shows back in the day, baby, and some today, they give you positive messages. You may not think that, like, I don't know. But, you know, you can say, you know what? I could be something better than that. You know what I'm saying? So anyways, we have to figure out ways to get a life on track of being positive, because we can't always have everything negative. Everything's so negative. Negative, 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 negative. You know, you got these shows like Married to Medicine. No offense to them women, or Real Housewives of Atlanta, Potomac, and Ocean Spring. What's the show? OC, and New York, New Jersey, Dallas. Is there a Dallas one? Utah. All these shows, and it's just like, you know what? I don't want to see all that. Because all they're doing is fighting. Where is the positivity? We as women and men, we have to uplift each other. You know what I'm saying? It's our job, our duty to uplift one another. Like, you know what? You can do this. I know you can. I believe in you. Don't worry. Don't think that you can't do it, because you can do it. Guess what? Whatever it is that you have, you know, going back to those dreams again, whatever dreams and goals you have, guess what? You can fulfill those dreams and goals. Everything don't have to be negative. We can always be positive. Start a group chat thread for you and your friends, and y'all send each other, tongue-tied real quick, send each other positive messages. Hey, my brother. Hey, my sister. Thinking about you. I hope that you have a wonderful and great day. You know what I'm saying? If you're not having a great, what Tabitha Brown says, if you're not having a great day, then don't you go and mess up nobody else's. You know what I'm saying? So follow somebody like her. You know what I'm saying? Follow Tabitha Brown. Follow Devon Franklin. You know, my personal favorite, Toray Roberts. You know, Sarah Jakes Roberts. You know what I'm saying? And I know some people have feelings about certain people, whatever, but Iyanla Van Zandt, if you do. But these are people that I like to follow, that I like to, you know, have impart some words of encouragement in me. You know what I'm saying? Not all my social media is filled with negative thoughts, you know. They're always positive. and encouraging. So I want you to have a positive mindset by pouring in positivity. You know what I'm saying? Pour in those positive thoughts. Listening to different music that speaks positive. You know, following and listening to people that offer some type of different perspective. You know what I'm saying? Because Lord knows we don't need no more negativity. We need positivity. And if you have children, speak to them. Talk to them too. Let them know that they don't have to sit here and accept what is being said or done or seen around them. You know? We're going to take our last and final break. But when we come back, I'm going to give you some more tips that you can use to help you stay positive. Keep it locked. It's your girl, Miss Coco, right here on the Midnight Coco Show on blogtalkradio.com. You're listening to the Midnight Coco Show right here on blogtalkradio.com. Be sure to like, share, and follow on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. Stay tuned for more of our show after the break. It's glam time, just in time for spring. Hey ladies, do you love playing dress up for that special guy in your life? Or how about a girl's night out? Well, Glam Time Beauty Supply has all of your beauty needs. Yes, from makeup to beauty products and everything in between. Just log on to Instagram at Glam Time Beauty Supply. And let them know that your girl, Miss Coco, sent you. That's Glam Time Beauty Supply for all of your beauty needs.
Stronger than my past, stronger than yesterday. Oh, I know this don't apply. I will never be the same. I am a warrior. I am a warrior.
Dr. Liberia Grant, founder of Living Sacrifice Ministries International, Sisters International, and Faith Deliverance Temple. I'm inviting you to Living Sacrifice Ministries' new broadcast day and hours. We will be broadcasting on Saturdays at 10 a.m. Central Time, 8 a.m. Pacific Time, and 11 a.m. Eastern Time. We are moving from Sundays, 7 a.m. to Saturdays, 10 a.m. on YouTube, Facebook, and Instagram. Would you join me on Saturdays, 10 a.m. Central Time, 8 a.m. Pacific Time, and 11 a.m. Eastern Time? God bless you and God keep you. I will see you there this Saturday, the first Saturday in March. God bless you and God keep you. Have a wonderful day in the Lord. God bless you.
Yes, you can listen to Living Sacrifice Ministries each and every Saturday on YouTube, Facebook, and Instagram live at 10 a.m. Central Standard Time, 11 a.m. Eastern Time, and 8 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. You can find them on social media on Instagram at Living Sacrifice 1996, and be sure to follow them and share with others, all right? All right, let's get back into this Inspirational Monday. Yes, honey, let's get back into it because I want to make sure that you all understand that, you know, it's going to take a lot of work to keep your mind thinking positive. Like I said, I struggle sometimes with some negative thoughts and negative things that I see that will make me, you know, feel a certain way or put me in a certain mood. But, you know, each and every day I'm so thankful that I get to see the sun, that the sun shines all the time. You know, even when it's cloudy, you know what I'm saying? The sun shines all the time for me. Sometimes just reading a good book, you know, there's a few books that you can read. There's Balance by Tore Roberts. There is Live Free by Devon Franklin, Woman Evolved by Sarah Jakes Roberts. Michael Todd has a book called Damaged But Not Destroyed. There are so many different books. Stefan Speaks. Don't ask me how to pronounce his last name because I don't know, but he has a couple of books out that are good. You know, and they're, you know, targeted to women to help women, you know, find the love that they need or whatnot. Me, I have a book out, you know, that is, matter of fact, I have a couple of books out, but take your pick, whichever one you feel like you want to read. I have my Words and Melody series, Love and Pain, and also Mind and Spirit. I recommend Mind and Spirit because it definitely helps when it comes to positive and negative thoughts and things that you might have overcome, gone through in your life to overcome. So I definitely recommend that one. There is Seeking Forever. So for those women who like to have actual stories, you can read Seeking Forever, which is a love story, faith-based type love story. I'm actually working on my fourth book that will be coming out later on this year. So there are several books out there that you can look up. You can find on, on Amazon or wherever you shop to find your books, Barnes & Nobles. There's several different book outlets that you can probably find at. But yeah, so you always got to, those are some things that you can do to combat those negative thoughts. Like I said, following people that are positive, that give you good advice, good content. What is it? The Queasy, the CEO, I think he has some stuff. Oh, the Lakeisha Rice. She has some good stuff. She was actually featured on Wanya Morris's One Wednesday during the pandemic. Who else? I mean, there's so many different people, so many different influencers out there that you can pretty much watch that can kind of give you, you know, positive, motivating messages, spiritual ways, faith-based, or just, you know, motivating. Eric Thomas, I follow him. So there's several different people that you can follow. Eric Thomas, when I saw him on, what show was that? Was it Steve Harvey? It couldn't have been Montel Williams because Montel wasn't on. I want to say it was Steve Harvey's show, but Steve Harvey had his talk show. He was on there. It may have been his show. It may have been somebody else's show. I can't remember. Who else is there that you can probably follow that has some good content? There's even some celebrities who give good content. You know what I'm saying? That gives good, positive, you know, content. Tay Diggs, I like to follow him. He, you know, he tries to be funny, but he's taking your mind away from that negativity. You know what I'm saying? That's out there. Giving you something, an alternative. So if you want alternative content, these are some of the people that you can check out. And, you know, like I said, Tay Diggs, Queen Latifah. Matter of fact, you can watch her new show. Cedric the Entertainer, Questlove Supreme. I like to listen to his podcast. What other podcasts do I listen to? I mean, I listen to so many different ones, you know, that really are good, you know. I like Jill Scott's podcast. Hers is a good one. Let me pull it up real quick so you can know who I listen to that has some good content that is just, it's just, some are fun, you know. She plays Fatima on Sisters, Tyler Perry's Sisters, and Zatima. Her name is Crystal Renee, and I cannot pronounce her last name, Hayes, or something like that. But anyways, she has a podcast that's called Keep It Positive. I like her podcast. She has, you know, some guests on there. Sometimes she'll give you like her thought process, her positive thoughts and whatnot, positive moments. So I like to listen to her. Let's see, who else is there that I can give you really, 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 really quick? Like I said, there's so many different podcasts that you can listen to that can give you a positive outlook. You know what I'm saying? You don't have to just stay in one mind frame. You know, like I said, hers is keep it positive. And there is the Woman Evolved podcast. I like there's Marriage and Money podcast. The R&B Money podcast, I listen to that one. Run That Prank Back. Even it's funny. It gets your mind off a lot of stuff that's going on around you. The Run That Prank Back is like a podcast. Donnie Simpson has a thing you can listen to if you haven't listened to it already. Oh, man, I mean, there's so many different ones that I kind of can listen to that is pretty good. Let's see. Like I said, Jill Scott's is pretty good. Two Funny Mamas. You can listen to that one. That is pretty cool. Tamar had one called Under Construction, but she doesn't do hers anymore. Of course, I listen to the Dear Future Wifey podcast. Michelle Obama had a podcast. So you can go back and listen to a lot of these things. I think Kev on Stage has one. You know, Marriage Be Hard. He has, him and his wife has one that's pretty cool. Of course, you know, Yana has her Fixed My Life, but she also has something else that she can do. You know what I'm saying? So there are a lot of different podcasts out there that you can look for, you know, whether it's on YouTube or whether it's on your favorite place to get podcasts, like Amazon has podcasts, Spotify has podcasts, and they also have audiobook as well, so you can check those out, all right? So those are some tips, some things that you can kind of get into to kind of help you with your mindset, all right? So we only have a few minutes left here in the show, and I just want to encourage you, last thoughts. I want to encourage you that you're not a failure. You don't have to feel guilty about any decisions that you've made in your life. You know, you don't have to be discouraged or feel invisible because you're not being paid attention to or listened to. You know what I'm saying? You don't have to feel like that. You know, you can always listen to somebody else that kind of will encourage you and help you out. You know what I'm saying? You can always come to me. You know, follow me on social media. And I can definitely talk with you and chat with you and encourage you. You know what I'm saying? So you don't have to feel like you're by yourself or that you're alone, that no one cares and no one is hearing you or what you're saying, because somebody's out there listening. Someone, there's always somebody listening. Someone always thinking about you. You know what I'm saying? With you in mind, every message that a person puts out or releases, they have you in their thoughts. They have you in their minds, in the back of their minds. You know, so don't feel like you're alone. Don't feel like, you know, you don't have anywhere to turn to because of XYZ. You know what I'm saying? You don't have to feel that way. Don't let anyone tell you that you're nothing, you're not going to fulfill any of your dreams or your goals, because you will. It's going to take time. It's a process for everything. but you're going to overcome. You're going to achieve. You know, one last thing that I can give you, a last tip, is create a vision board. When you create vision boards and you see, visualize and have something that you can see of what you want to achieve in however many months, whether it's 6 months to a year or 2 years or 5 years, guess what? You stick to that vision board and you'll start to see, oh, wow, I've accomplished this. Oh, wow, I've done this. I did that. You know what I'm saying? And focus, stay focused on it. Stay focused on your vision board. Don't allow anybody to say, oh, you don't create a vision board? That's for suckers. You know what I'm saying? Don't listen to those voices, those naysayers. Stay focused on your vision board. Stay focused on your plan, your goals, and watch those things manifest and come into fruition for you. Okay? All right. Until then, feel free to be you and live for today like it is your last, because life has its struggles. But always take a sip of cocoa, and guess what? You will be all right. I am your girl, Miss Coco, for the Midnight Coco Show, right here on blogtalkradio.com. I hope you have a wonderful day and a wonderful rest of your week, and I will see you back here next time. Remember, you are an overcomer, just like I am. Have a great day, and I'll see you back here next time. Peace.
stood in front of the other bay. One breath leads another, yeah. Just keep moving. Talk with their full strength today. Listen out for the voice to say. Just keep moving. Oh, go, go, go and figure it out, figure it out. Don't stop moving, go, go, go and figure it out, figure it out. You can do it. So my love, keep on running. Gotta get through the day. Yeah, yeah. There, my love, keep on running. Gotta keep those tears away, oh. So my love, don't stop running. Gonna set them up in flames. In flames. Don't stop tomorrow's another day. Don't stop tomorrow, you'll feel no pain. Just keep moving. Don't stop the past to trip you up. You know right now's gotta be enough. Just keep moving. Oh, go, go, go and figure it out, figure it out. Don't stop moving, go, go, go and figure it out, figure it out. You can do it. So my love, keep on running. Gotta get through the day. Yeah, yeah. There, my love, keep on running. Gotta keep those tears in bed, oh. So my love, don't stop running. Gonna set my flame in flame. Go, go, go and figure it out, figure it out. You can do it. So my love, keep on running. Gotta get through the day. Yeah, yeah. There, my love, keep on running. Gotta keep those tears in bed. So my love, don't stop.
How to be